Yo, what up? It's your boy Lee, and this is Lee Green on Air. With limited internet, rural Alabama grows more remote in pandemic. So the article is from Alabama.com says, Victoria Bates Hair Salon in downtown Marion is usually a happening spot for a small black belt town. Now that is shut down, she would like to shift to online consultation with the regular clients who are trying to figure out how to maintain the styles. It will focus on hair, she said. What is your hair texture? What products work best for you? But Bates can't get online to do the videos. She has internet at home, but it's not reliable. And her sixth grade son uses a salon computer for online school. I would prefer him to do it versus me, she said. Most of the people who live in Bates County have no source of reliable internet. According to 2017 census information showing four counties in Alabama, including Perry, where a majority of households are not able to log online. Marion is the heart of the Black Belt in Greene County, in the town where the murder of a young civil rights activist, Jimmie Lee Jackson, sparked a march to Selma over 55 years ago. Core to cotton production during the era of slavery. In recent decades, the region had held the state's highest poverty levels. Today, the population is shrinking more than any other part of Alabama. So I will go down here. It says, and for those who remain in the digital divide, only makes the area more remote. A situation made far more apparent by the pandemic. Just south from Bates Mount Marion Salon in Uniontown, Jessica Gamble and her two young children are trying to do online school during the coronavirus shutdown without good internet. Gamble's 9-year-old daughter is in a gifted program, but she isn't able to be in her class some days when the internet connection fails. It's been kind of tough, she said. She actually hates it. She would love to attend all of them, she says, of her daughter's webinars. Gamble's 5-year-old son is an online preschool, learning to read letters and numbers. She is studying a psychology degree online. She says they are somewhat keeping up. So I'm going to go ahead and pause this right here, and I'll be back after these messages. Hello, my lactation, Sofa Queen Beauty, has her own business. She grooms locks. She's a lock extension specialist, creates lock jewelry, and she promotes a healthy lifestyle and sells detox products. Detoxing is not all about losing weight, but to remove all the waste buildup from all your organs. You can lose up to 10 to 20 pounds off of waste alone. With plenty of water and a clean diet to not build up more waste, you can receive amazing results as fast as 5 pounds in 5 days. For more info, look up Soulful Queen Beauty on Instagram and Facebook. Here are some of the recommendations that vary from business to business. Masks and gloves. The proposal would require employees at certain kinds of businesses wear masks and gloves to protect customers and themselves, and at other businesses. The use of personal protective equipment, or PPE for short, is recommended or encouraged, but not required. Jewelry store employees will have to wear gloves, but not masks. Restaurant workers could wear masks at their discretion. Employees of businesses that require close contact with customers will be required to wear masks and gloves at all times. Usually one mask per day would be allowed, but often the employees would be required to wear fresh gloves for every customer. Barbers, hairstylists, and nail salon technicians fall under this category. Tattoo and body artists and employees at waxing salons and massage businesses should wear a disposable lab coat or protective gown. Real estate agents will also have to wear masks for house showings. Employees at retail stores will be allowed to wear masks. Masks will be encouraged for retail shoppers, but not required. Masks are also required for some construction crews working in close contact. Employee or customer temperature checks. Employers are instructed to send workers home who has a fever or other possible symptom of the coronavirus. Many businesses, such as tattoo parlors and museums, will be required to check employees' temperatures when they begin their shifts as an extra precaution. For others, like restaurants, it will only be up to the employee to report when they have a fever. Businesses requiring employee temperature checks under the plan also includes waxing salons, nail salons, planetariums, children facilities, and medical facilities like doctors' offices, and including dentists and optometrists. Providers of non-emergency medical or dental services. The patient will also be given a temperature check before entering the facility and the procedure rescheduled if they have a fever or other symptoms of COVID. For the daily temperature checks would not be required for barbers, hairstylists, restaurant employees, or small businesses covered in the plan. No waiting rooms. Most businesses that typically have waiting rooms would not allow customers to wait out inside the store under this plan. Barbershops, tattoo parlors, waxing salons, massage therapy centers do completely close their waiting areas. All services are offered by appointment only. No walk-ins allowed. Customers are to wait in their cars until their turn. No nail and hair salons, pharmacies, and medical facilities are not to provide magazines, books, or other reading materials for their patients / customers. At restaurants, indoor or outdoor waiting areas must be marked so customers can maintain social distance. And one customer in a party may remain there until their table is ready. The rest of the party will be asked to wait in the car. Medical facilities are urged to limit the number of people in waiting rooms such as much as possible, such as the parent of a child patient or the caretaker of an older patient who requires assistance. The next one says designated safety employee. The report also recommends certain businesses to require have dedicated employee during open hours whose primary role is to enforce the sanitation and social distancing guidelines and make sure that the surfaces are sanitized, etc. Businesses like real estate stores, medical facilities, and gyms will be required to designate an employee for these roles. So would real estate agents in commercial construction sites. Restaurants, hair, and nail salons would not. Gaming facilities and museums would not be required to designate an employee to monitor hygiene, but employees will be inducted and trained on best practices for sanitation. And goes on to the next one that says, testing is not in the plan. And I repeat, testing is not in the plan. The plan does not include specific recommendations that any employee be tested for COVID-19 who is not feeling symptoms. Most of the long-term mitigation strategies include regular testing of high-contact individuals, even when healthy, to prevent people from spreading the disease before they start showing symptoms. Currently, the testing healthy workers is not part of the state's small business plan. So that's all the new business rules that will be varied in the state of Alabama. So I hope you guys, you know, take care, stay safe and sanitized. And thank you for listening to Lee Green on the Air. And I will see you in the next episode. Yo, if you want to lose weight but working out is not enough, look no further than LaToya Wears the Total Life Changes, or for short, TLC. It's a product that can help you lose weight in no time flat. And contact LaToya Wear for more detail on our Facebook page, and also going to Marie's mission as well. Total Life Changes. It won't let you down. Yo, welcome back to Lee Green on Air. So when we left off on the articles with the rural grows more remote in pandemic, so they said they don't really understand the benefits of doing it, he said, adding that there's a lot of residents are older and are accustomed to life offline. But Hudson says there's an election this November and he could see some things changing. We can be a productive community, he says. In order to be a productive community, you have to have people who want to be there. Excuse me. Some of the events are and reporting in this story are just prior to the coronavirus pandemic. So that's actually the end of that article, and I have to say that you gotta have the best of both worlds. So one of them can actually be, you know, you can do things both on and offline, but a little bit more technologically more advanced. So I would say that would be a good idea to, you know, shift more things to online, especially in rural areas of Alabama. So that way they can, you know, be more caught up with technology, with modern technology, that is. So that's all I have for today. Thank you for listening to Lee Green on the Air, and be sure to, listen on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and many more. And I'll see you in the next episode.